What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. Now, as we all know, this podcast is a podcast where we delve into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones that have not blown. I know you guys have missed hearing that. I have also missed saying that. It has been a while. Did you guys miss me? I know some of you missed me. No, they lie. There's no need to lie. It has been a while and I've done podcasts. Yeah, and I've really missed it. I have been really busy doing stuff. Yeah, I took a break from doing podcasts because I was filming a short film last year. Since last year, the last podcast I put out was the first week of January 2022. And that was the whole period that I was using to finalize my short film, which, I mean, you should have seen the trailer by now. If you're listening to this podcast, there is a chance that you should have already seen the trailer. Yeah, I have a short film coming up this month, by the end of the month, and yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see it. So yeah, I pretty much used the whole break to work on this film and, you know, make sure everything is good and ready for the general public. And I've also been, trying to get, you know, knowledge and experience. I mean, more knowledge and experience because, yeah, to run a podcast, I mean, pretty much to create any kind of content, you need to have some sort of experience. It's the only way you can know exactly what you're talking about. At least when people see you and when you're having a conversation, you can actually be confident to say, yeah, I'm talking about this because I know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you can't do that if you don't have the experience concerning that topic. And this is a filmmakers podcast, and my audience are filmmakers and content creators, and so I need to be sure that I know what I'm talking about. I mean, I always know what I'm talking about. I cannot talk about something that I do not know anything about. So yeah, but I still needed to go out and get more experience and do some stuff. And part of the experience was making my own short film. I was on two movie sets early this year. Yeah, I was on two movie sets. And yeah, I'm still going to be on one next month. And yeah, I can't really talk about that in May. I'm going to be on another movie set in May. And yeah, details of those ones will come out when it's time. So yeah, I've been really busy, you know, gathering knowledge and experience. And come on, give it to you people and say that, hey, I have new thing for you. I have content. Yeah, content has come. So, and I think this is where I'm even going to like talk about. I'm going to talk about a little bit of something for today's episode. This episode is really supposed to be I am back to just tell you guys that we're back, you know, for our weekly podcast every week. You know, I can't remember what days that I would be frequently posting. I think it was Wednesdays or Thursdays. I can't really remember. But I mean, it's still going to be the same Wednesdays. I'm trying to see if I can start putting out podcasts on Saturdays, but I don't know. We'll see. I haven't decided. But whatever time you guys are hearing this podcast, that's the time that I'll start posting podcasts frequently. So take it anyhow you like it. So, but that was really what I wanted to talk about for this episode, that I am back and I'm going to be putting out episodes. But I really wanted to talk about experience and how it is important for content creating. You know, because a lot of people these days want to blow. They just want to put content out there. And they don't really understand why they are doing what they are doing. Or I don't think they know the fundamentals about it. Because people just want to create stuff, make films, or even make skits safe. By the way, I stopped making skits. And I put out a YouTube video. It's on my personal YouTube channel. You should check it out if you want to. But I think I'll just touch on it here later on towards the end of the show. But people want to make skits and make videos, make stories, tell stories, and they don't know what they're talking about. Filmmaking and content creating essentially is telling a story and teaching people valuable lessons from that story. You can't do that if you don't know anything about the story, because storytelling is basically explaining someone a particular kind of experience. You haven't experienced it, or you don't know anyone who has experienced anything of that sort. How can you tell a story from it? How can you create content from it? So you can't, I guess what I'm trying to say is you need to experience life and experience things. Go out, you know, travel if you can, you know, go to different places, see different things, ask questions, you know, explore. That's the only way you can get materials that you can use to make content. I like to use this new film that came out on Netflix as an example. And this is really no disrespect to the producers of this film. I'm sure everyone worked really hard on this film. But hey, I have to call a spade. I know it's to lie on this podcast. I can't even lie. You can't catch me lying in real life. So I can't even do it in public. So there's this new film that came out on Netflix, The Man of God. I saw that movie and I had a headache, because all that was on my mind is, and I don't want to spoil it, but I'm sure if I spoil it, a lot of people won't mind. But the story essentially is about a pastor's son who eventually became a wayward child, that then all of a sudden he came back to becoming a pastor again. I think I'm going to do a pitch meeting on it for Where Is the Big Dreams, a pitch meeting video. But watching this film, I could tell that the writers, even though they know or have an idea of how, what it's like to be a child of a preacher, they really don't know what the experience is like, what the real experience is like. They just picked, you know, stories from here and there and, you know, just put it there. You haven't experienced it. You probably don't have friends, close friends that are really deep into this matter for you to be able to tell stories. So many things happened in this film that even I am not a preacher's child, I could tell that, nah, this kind of thing just can't happen. It has never happened anywhere. I doubt it. I mean, yeah, sure, sometimes making films is about talking about real life experiences, and sometimes they can be fictional, but even in fiction there are realistic things that come from real life experiences. You can't just make something up out of nothing. It has to have come from something. But this was not fiction. This was supposed to be something everybody can relate to, but that wasn't it. And this is where I come with the lazy writing or bad writing, because I honestly have to say Man of God was poorly written, or maybe poorly executed. Maybe the script was fine, it was just the execution and the direction, I don't know. But I can't say Man of God was well written from, and I can't really say that the writer of Man of God had the correct experience to be able to say, yeah, I want to write this film, let's all do it. Personally, I trying to understand how the actors and pretty much everyone else that worked on the film sat down and saw this thing and were like, this looks like a good film. Let's shoot this film. I don't know where Nollywood is at, but really, we as filmmakers are storytellers, and we can't tell a story we did not experience or we didn't know someone else experienced. We can't just make stuff up. No one's going to buy that. Because the reason why we're telling stories for you to take you on this journey that someone else has gone on and show you what it was like to be in that space. But yeah, that's really all I have to say. I don't have much. This was really supposed to be a I am back kind of episode. Just to let you guys know that we're back to be doing more podcasts. I will see. I don't know who's going to be on next week. Who I'm gonna have as a special guest. I might have a special guest. I might just do a solo episode. We'll see. So I mean, yeah, that is it. Right now all our energy is being put into making sure that our short film comes out, everybody watches and enjoys it, you know, all the stuff that comes with it. It's going to be on YouTube. The name of the film is Cloud 9. If you are watching this podcast episode on YouTube, the link to the trailer will be in the description below, so just check it out, watch it, you know, anticipate, subscribe to Where Is the Big Dreams channel, because that's where the film is going to come out. This channel is obviously strictly for podcasts, so yeah. And subscribe to my personal channel too. The link will be in the description if you're watching this video on YouTube. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, The link will be in the description. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I don't know what to tell you. You probably don't want to see my ugly face. That's why you are listening to it on podcast, because I don't know why you're using Spotify to listen to my podcast. Don't know that I'm fine, but anyway, that is all I have for you guys today. Thanks for listening, and yeah, we're back. So sub to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, you know, save it on all your podcast listening apps, and yeah, that's pretty much it. You know where to find me on all my social medias. Follow me, because I'm very lonely, so just follow me. Let me make friends with some people there. Kevin T. Solomon, KevinTSolomon, that is my username across all platforms, and yeah, I guess I'll see you guys in another podcast. Peace.